Thank you very much for being online. It's Lisa here.
Yes, hello, Lisa. This is Mike Fontana. Remember me?
Michael, how are you? Yes, I remember you.
Yeah, I'm okay. I just I'm getting a little disturbed here that it's been probably over a month since we had a conference, but for the most part, the ones that we did have, especially the time that I told you for about an hour on the phone all the details of January 6th, which was probably the most important chapter of the book, that I haven't seen anything written about that, and I don't know what's been done, and I feel like if I didn't even call you back, you guys would have forgot I exist. I'm getting a little perturbed after a month. It's just gone a bit too long. I know that that I haven't. I've been a bit scatterbrained a lot of the times we've been talking, and I do apologize for that. But there was some content that mm-hmm. was pretty good that should have been written that we spoke of, and I have only seen about maybe 6 pages of the book.
Okay, I completely understand your concern. Can you please let me know when exactly you spoke to Sheldon last?
It had to be over a month ago now.
Are you serious? He didn't speak to you?
Yeah. I've had a little bit of correspondence through email, and then they'd always say, maybe I'd talk to him, and he'd say, okay, I'll call you next Monday, and then Monday would come and go. You know, it's been over a month that I've had any progress or anything done on this book, and every time I call, they say, there was maybe, I think, Friday, they said they were going to call me back in a half an hour, nothing, no call.
I'm so sorry.
And this probably happened about 4 times that they said they were going to call me back, and I never got called back.
I'm recording this call, and I'm also going to officially, notify the upper management about this, because this shouldn't be happening. After we had our last conversation, I had a detailed meeting with your writing team, along with Kevin and Sheldon, and I informed them and instructed them specifically to take care of the project and to, you know, handle this with special care. And I believe even after that session, there is no change. And I'm very disappointed. I'm very sorry about this. Michael, give me some time.
Go ahead.
Give me an hour. Let me talk to them, and I'll call you back in an hour. And then we will finally discuss what's going to happen, because if this isn't working, I will have the entire team replaced or changed. So, you know, you can work with a better team who is effective with communication and everything, okay? So don't you worry about anything at all.
Yeah, I know that I'm a bit scatterbrained. I do have post-traumatic stress disorder, and sometimes I'm not the best to talk to with these things. But I know that there's a lot of times I was on the phone and I was giving you good content, and I haven't seen any of that written.
We recorded all those sessions, and I provided those sessions to the team as well. I don't understand why we are still stuck on 6-7 pages, because last time we had a discussion, you and I, it was almost a month ago, and that was the time when you highlighted all your concerns to me. So I
that whole time we spoke, and I gave you all the details of what I did that day. I haven't seen anything written about that. Nothing. That was probably the most important chapter of the book.
And did you see an outline as to which chapter
Nothing.
Exactly we will be discussing that particular scenario?
It was the time that me and you spoke. We were on the phone for about an hour, and I told you every detail of why I went there and what happened, every little detail of what the cops did to me and whatever. I've seen nothing written about that.
Okay, that is strange.
We both spoke about that. That was me and you that it was recorded.
Yes, that is correct. I clearly remember that entire conversation. That's why I'm very surprised to, see that you're still stuck there. So let me just talk.
I think that chapter is more important than even my stupid life story. I don't even know how to make an autobiography, but I specifically wanted that chapter to be out there. I mean, that's the real story, what happened, And I also now I want a chapter that I went to the Reawaken America conference, and General Flynn pretended he didn't know who I was. So I want a chapter about how I was treated there. They kicked me out of the Reawaken America conference, and I know that I'm the person that built that damn thing up, and just because I'm not on some contract, and they for some reason, I want a chapter about how General Flynn treated me. I'm so angry. I drove all the way to Virginia, and they kicked me out because he snubbed his nose up and didn't even want to talk to me. I'm pretty angry about that. I want that in the book.
Right. I completely understand that. We can put that in the book. That's not a problem at all. Let me get this straight.
And this is recorded now, so you got that. I want that in the book. I'm furious. I am. I thank him for his service. He's a general, and he's gathered a lot of intelligence against the deep state while he was in the service. But I'm not happy with him and the president and all those people the way they've treated me. Not at all. They somebody should have came and talked to me, maybe threw me a little bone or something. Gave me I deserve more respect for that day than General Flynn. And everybody's still, General Flynn gets a chance to talk about January 6th, and he wasn't even there. I'm just getting angrier and angrier and angrier that everybody gets to talk about a day and nobody knows anything about it but me. All those people in the hearing weren't there. General Flynn wasn't there. All those people were not in the breach, and I was. I spoke to this one guy. He's got J6 Truth. He's making money going to these conferences, and he wasn't there. And I got a hold of this guy after they threw me out, and he laughed at me and told me I wasn't there, and what I was saying was a lie, just because I didn't have a camera with me. But they have me all over the cam footage through the breach, and I know General Flynn knows it, and they're not releasing the video, and they're saying I wasn't there. I mean, this is appalling. Just because I wasn't wearing a uniform and I didn't carry a phone, I'm being treated like I wasn't even there. That's like if you fought a war, and just because you weren't wearing the uniform of your country and you weren't established in the military, they're pretending your service didn't exist. I'm just getting angrier and angrier and angrier. I got a wife and two kids to feed, and nobody's even said thank you, nonetheless giving me any compensation for what I did. All those lawyers that did one-tenth of the work to get President Trump back, they get paid millions and thousands of dollars. I get nothing. Man, I'm just getting angry.
Yep.
Yeah, you could put this all on a chapter in the book, man. This is, holy crap, I am getting angry over this. Thank you for hearing me out. Keep this recorded. Let's make a chapter out of what I've just told you.
Of course. I will keep this recording, and I'll forward this to your team as well. Don't you worry about anything. Let me straighten out the process first. See, you have a lot of information. We have a lot of productive recording sessions with us, with the team. I don't understand what's the problem with the process. Let's straighten that out. Let's get your book back on track.
Yeah, I know that I'm not the best person to deal with. I'm kind of scatterbrained, but I'm doing my best.
Yes, that's completely fine. You don't need to apologize again and again. It's all right, okay? It's not entirely
okay,
your fault.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Let me get back to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.